Federal wildlife managers organized an event over the weekend based on a really basic principle. You're more likely to care about something if you can see it. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk has this story about the army of citizen scientists that assembled Saturday to count an endangered species near Anchorage.
On Saturday morning, I was standing with a bunch of college students at a pullout off the Seward Highway, just south of Anchorage. We were looking for beluga whales as part of a count organized by federal managers. Okay, there was actually a two-minute break where I made a phone call, so I missed the whales. But I asked Brooke Faulkner about it afterward. She's one of the students.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, it's right there! It's like within 50 feet of us. And
really?
I was like, yeah!
Faulkner says she saw two belugas. Scientists estimate that there are about 330 in the inlet, down from more than 1,000 a few decades ago. The federal government named Cook Inlet beluga whales as an endangered species in 2008. Biologists think hunting originally caused the decline, but even though it's stopped, the population hasn't recovered, and scientists aren't exactly sure why. John Kurland works with NOAA Fisheries, the agency that's responsible for protecting the whales. I talked to him Saturday at an overlook at Point Warren's off, where he and a colleague were beluga spotting.
They just didn't bounce back the way we expected they would. So the question then is, once you remove that immediate source of mortality, if they're not bouncing back from that, what else might be hindering them? And again, is it food? Is it noise? Is it contaminants? Is it something else that we just haven't thought of yet?
The process to list Cook Inlet belugas as endangered was really contentious, in part because of fears about how beluga protections could interfere with commerce in Cook Inlet. The inlet has offshore platforms producing oil and gas. There's also a commercial fishing industry, and Anchorage's port is a hub for food, cars, and fuel shipped into the state. The state of Alaska and an oil company actually sued to block the beluga listing, though they lost. Now things are a little more cooperative. The state chairs a beluga recovery team alongside the federal government, and oil company workers looked for whales from their platforms in Cook Inlet on Saturday. Federal managers say they think events like the count are helping to build public support for belugas. Here's Donna Weeding, a top NOAA Fisheries official who is also at Point Warren's off.
We all care about tend to care about things that are in our backyard, right? And things that we can see, and that we take some sort of ownership in the sense of yes, we care about these species because we can see them.
Weeding works in the Washington, D.C. area supervising protections for dozens of endangered animals. She says her agency tries to get people spotting other species, too. All along the West Coast, there are whale trail stations where people can look for orcas. Julia Grindstaff says that idea makes sense to her. She was also at Point Warren's off on Saturday. She moved to Anchorage a few years ago and says she got way more excited about belugas after she saw them in Cook Inlet.
I've been landlocked in Illinois and Colorado, so when I came here and actually saw the belugas, oh my gosh, it was pretty amazing. And it does make it more real to you and than just seeing it on television or hearing about it.
She says she calls the belugas the ghosts of the inlet.
When I saw how they come up and they go down so quick and it's so smooth and you're like, so yeah, I like that.
I didn't see any belugas Saturday, but organizers said they had just under 2,000 people show up who spotted an estimated 100 whales. From a belugaless spot on the Seward Highway, I'm Nat Herz.